When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
I suppose somebody could take it as an encouraging sign that those involved with this hitting debacle finally seem to be scurrying a little bit. Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Pirates. It comes your way bright and early every weekday if you're into football and or hockey. I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Penguins in the same place that you found this. Athletics 4, Pirates 0. Act surprised. Wait, you can't even act surprised anymore? Four hits total. One of them for extra bases, a Brian Reynolds double. And yeah, this is what they do. Want some numbers? I've got some numbers. Over the last 21 games for this franchise, it's forever been identified with the number 21. The team has gone 5-16. The offense collectively is batting, are you ready for this? 199 with a 281 on base percentage. They've had 135 hits in that span. 102 of those were singles. And always, always the icing on this particular cake, they average 9.1 strikeouts per game. 9.1 per game. They've struck out a total of 300 times on the season, fourth highest out of anyone in Major League Baseball. So, yeah, things are going real, real well. And yesterday out in Oakland, in an interview with MLB.com, Andy Haynes, who's done a great job as hitting coach, who's got such a rich history of turning guys around and flipping their fortunes that it's only a matter of time until he does that, oh, you know, for the first time ever. Haynes rejected the notion in a question that the Pirates are more motivated by running up opponents' pitch counts than they are to swing the bat. In his words, that's just not accurate. And he added, that's never been part of our messaging, never been part of our practice. He's entitled to his view on that subject. I will robustly disagree and instead accuse him of playing with semantics. Because you can't have it both ways. You can't have both the players and the field manager, meaning Derek Shelton, on a consistent basis lauding the team anytime it does run up the pitch count on an opponent as having been pivotal in a given victory. And then when things aren't going well, say, whoa, this wasn't what we were looking for, when the players themselves acknowledge that it was. Are things really that desperate? That hot under the collar? I mean, what are we talking about here? He also stated that there's no such thing as the Pirates wanting their hitters to look at called strikes right down the pipe. Well, no kidding. You see what I mean when I say that they just think we're stupid? No one would think that any hitting coach, even this one, would want that. And speaking only for myself here, my point to that effect forever has been, you get them too used to having their bats on their shoulders that eventually even the hittable pitches get the same passive approach. It just becomes reflexive. You become passive by nature. And when he was asked about whether or not the team should be more aggressive, he kind of hemmed and hawed through that answer. I can't even. I hear this stuff on a daily basis because that's the kind of stuff that they try to sell to the people who are around the team on a regular basis. Problem with it is, once it does go out to the public and people will read quotes like these from Haynes and go, wait, what? There's a blowback, and they're not comfortable with the blowback because, as I've told you many times, they live in their own little insular world where they only talk to each other. And they tell each other all the time that they're right, meaning that each other is right. It's just a great big nodding session. And it's not like Shelton's an exception. He knows better than to say something like what he said after yesterday's game, in which he suggested that the Pirates just needed to come up with more big hits, with more hits with runners on base, runners in scoring position. He knows that's not true. He knows this. This is a smart guy, and this is a smart guy who is more open to math and advanced analytics than most managers are. So he really, really, really knows that it just isn't the case. When you have four hits, you didn't fail in the clutch, you just failed. When you have five hits, you didn't fail in the clutch, you just failed. And I'm, of course, talking about the night before. When you're batting 199 overall over a 21-game span, it's beyond preposterous, it's borderline maliciously deceitful to suggest that it has anything to do with your clutchiness. It just means you can't hit. And it just means you can't get on base. If you go 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position on a night, it's going to be extremely frustrating. It's also not going to tell you anything about the caliber of your lineup or the caliber of your instruction. That's just rotten luck. What is going to tell you something about it is your overall production. That does mean, old school as it is, your batting average. That does mean your on-base percentage. And yeah, that does mean things like exit velocity, how hard you're hitting the ball. It also means how often you're taking called strikes. The Pirates are the second worst in the majors in the ladder, and they're the very worst when it comes to how hard they hit the ball. They would love for you to talk about their clutchiness or lack of clutchiness, because then you would be talking about something that they themselves consider to be a luck thing. I'm going to say it again. Maliciously deceitful. Desperate times. We'll see if Travis Williams or Bob Nutting takes action here, because Ben Cherington clearly will not when we come back, J1Q, and it's a good one. This portion of Daily Shot of Pirates is brought to you by our friends at North Shore Tavern. That's directly across Federal Street from PNC Park. It's home of Steak on a Stone, an eating experience, underscoring the word experience. The steak is brought to you partially cooked on an 800-degree stone, and you do the rest. It's a ton of fun, it's a great meal, and it's a baseball atmosphere like no other in Pittsburgh. North Shore Tavern, right across Federal Street from PNC Park.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Today's J1Q isn't a question at all. It comes from a gentleman who goes by WTM. He and I haven't always seen eye to eye when it comes to the Pirates or baseball in general, but I have always respected his viewpoint. And without speaking for anybody else, I feel safe in suggesting that his is one of the more respected viewpoints among Pirates fans over the past couple of decades. WTM wrote in the comments section on DK Pittsburgh Sports, and I'm going to read you the entire thing. The most tiresome part of management's non-reaction to this is constantly brushing it off as just a recent slump. It's anything but. The Pirates are dead last in Major League Baseball in runs during the Ben Cherington era. The dumpster fire on offense isn't just one road trip or a couple weeks. It's been going on for over 4 years. The zombie quotes about how they just need a couple key hits completely mischaracterize the problem. The only thing I don't like about this entry is that he stopped. I wish he'd just kept going. So, so good. But this is what you do. This is how you actually look at this. You don't let them off the hook by talking about microscopic stuff like 6 days in the Bay Area. You definitely don't let them be, what was that term again? Oh, right. Maliciously deceitful in talking about clutchiness. This is how things get discussed when they get near the end. Whenever there's some sort of pressure being felt from somewhere, even if it's imaginary, even if it's just from the outside to people like us who don't matter. Now, I'm going to share with you guys what I think is actually going to happen here this weekend. Because if you listen to Cherington on any sort of regular basis, you'll know that he's very comfortable speaking about projections, about internal projections. And one of those that he cites on a pretty common basis is the schedule itself. He feels that there are games in which the Pirates are just not going to perform well. And he feels that when they don't, everything's just kind of cyclical, and they eventually will. So, yeah, the A's aren't very good, obviously. But hey, guess what? Here come the Rockies to town this weekend, and it's in Pittsburgh, and it's happy land. And everything's going to be okay, and everyone's going to forget about this and not want to be firing the hitting coach. And we're all just a bunch of dummies who overreact to small situations, as opposed to looking at it the way WTM just did. And I'm actually, to be honest with you, kind of jealous, because his little missive there was infinitely more effective than 12 minutes of me blabbing at you today. He really nailed it. You know why? He didn't cite exit velocity or anything else. He didn't talk about how they've done on this trip or this season. You know what he said? They're dead last in runs over 4 years across Major League Baseball under Ben Cherington. Runs. Just runs. Kind of hard to argue with that one, huh? I appreciate WTM. I appreciate everyone who listens to Daily Shot of Pirates. We'll be back with another one of these tomorrow. Maybe I'll find something fresh to talk about, huh?